Ten Commandments banned from public display.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the powerful book Genesis and the Decay of the Nations. Well, Ken, we've been hearing disturbing news about the removal of the Ten Commandments from public places throughout America. What's going on?
Well, I certainly do share people's frustration about the dismantling of these symbols in America. You know, this country is generally considered the most Christian nation in the world today. Well, first, a stone monument of the Ten Commandments was removed from a school in Ohio. A friend in Britain even sent me a heart-wrenching photo from his newspaper. Then a few weeks later, another monument was removed from a judicial building in Alabama. You know, Christians have every reason to find this disturbing, but in the process, it's easy to miss an even more disturbing problem. In fact, the church, by and large, seems to be blind to this. If they saw this problem, not only would it help to explain why these bad things are happening in America, but it's the key to explaining what the church should do to begin repairing the damage to the culture. Well, what do I mean? Well, you see, the removal of the Bible from schools and courthouses is only a symptom of a greater problem. It's a loss of respect for the authority of the Bible as a whole. And where did this loss of respect begin? Well, I'm ashamed to say it began in the church. For many generations now, the church has rejected the history in Genesis as literally true. And now our Western cultures have lost respect for all of the Bible.
Ken Ham has all kinds of free booklets available on our website, answersradio.com.